Today, we continue with lesson number 72 in our study of Mishnayos Meseches Kelim, and we begin the 18th Perek, the first and second Mishnah of the 18th Perek. That's Perek Yud Ches, Mishnah Aleph, and Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Aleph begins referring back to a Mishnah which we learned at the very beginning of the 15th Perek, which discusses the Shido Teva Umigdo, large boxes or large coaches or trunks, which are so large that they have a base kibbul, in other words, they have four walls and a bottom, a shulayim, and they're large enough to contain 40 sa'a of water or of a liquid, which means that in terms of their dimensions, they are an amma wide, an amma long, and three ammos high. That's the size of a mikveh, the minimum size of a mikveh. So it's a very large container, and under normal circumstances, it's not portable. If it's not portable and movable, it is not mekabel tumah. Our Mishnah deals with the issue of how do you measure this shida, this box or coach or wagon, to make sure that it does not have that it has the size, the quantity to contain. I'm sorry, the size, the dimensions to contain the quantity of arboim so'a belach. A 40 sa'a of a liquid, like water. And we'll see immediately there's a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So the Mishnah says, Hashida, with reference to this Shida, which if it contains 40 sa'a, can contain 40 sa'a, it is tahora, it is not mekabel tumah. Beis Shammai omrim nimdedes mi bifnim, Ubeis Hillel Omrim Nimdedes Mi Bachutz. Beis Shammai says that the cavity, the space, inner space of this Shida has to be large enough to fit in 40 Sa'a of liquid. Meaning, measuring from the inside, it has to be an Amma by an Amma by three Amos in order for it not to be Mekabel Tumah. But Beis Hillel says, Nimdedes me bachutz, meaning you measure it from the outside so that the width or thickness of the walls of the Shida are also included in the measure. And if from the outside it is Amma by an Amma by three Amos, it is not Mekabel Tumah. So Beis Hillel, of course, is lenient here, because he allows for the width of the walls to be taken into account in order to reach the measure of containing Arboim Sa'a. The Mishnah continues, Modim Elu V'Elu She'ein Ovi Horaglayim V'Ovi Lizbezin Nimdod. That Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both agree, or it's even Beis Hillel agrees, that the width of the feet which support this Shida, if they protrude outward from the walls, that width is not taken into account to reach the measure of Arboim Sa'a. And similarly, the width of the frame or rim around the lip or tip or top of the Shida, if they protrude from the walls of the Shida, they are not Nimdad. They are not included in the measure. So says the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Modim she'ove horaglayim ve'ove lizbezin nimdot, ubeinehem eino nimdot. That, according to Rabbi Yossi, Beis Hillel is not mode to Beis Shammai, except with regard to the space between the feet of the feet under the Shida. they admit that the space there is not mitztaref, does not add to the total size when we measure the shida. But the thickness of the feet protruding from the walls and the thickness of the lisbazin, the rim or frame protruding from the walls, according to Beis Hillel, would be factored in. So that Rabbi Yossi disagrees with the Tanna Kamma and feels that Beis Hillel is even more lenient than the Tanna Kamma thinks. The Tanna Kamma believes that the Ove Raglayim and Ove Lizbezin are not Nimdad according to Beis Hillel, whereas Rabbi Yossi believes that Beis Hillel believes that the Ove HaRaglayim and the Ove Lizbezin are factored into the size of the Shida, making it more lenient. It's only the space between the feet which is not Nimdad according to Beis Hillel. Rabbi Shimon Shezori Yomer, Im hoyu horaglayim gavohos tefach, ein beinehem nimdad. If the feet are a tefach high, so there's a space between the ground and the bottom of the shida, which is a tefach, then that space is too large of a space, too significant of a space to be factored into the total size of containing our boyim sub. But the im lav, Beinehem nimdot, if it is not, the feet are not a tefach high, so that the floor of the shida is below a tefach or less than a tefach from the ground, close to the ground, then that space between the legs of the shida, legs which support the shida, is factored in to the total size of the shida according to Beis Hillel, because we look at the shulayim, the bottom, the floor of the shida, as if it extends to the earth because it's within a tefach from the earth. That was Mishnah Aleph. When we continue with Mishnah Beis, we're continuing to study about the shida. Here it pays to imagine a shida, something like a wagon, or a coach, a kind of royal coach, which is quite large, certainly an amma by an amma by shalosh amos, and can contain 40 saw, so it's not mekabel tuma. However, often this shida, attached to the shida, is something called a muchni. What is a muchni? There are various opinions. There is a sugya in Masechet Shabbos Daf Mem Dalid which delves into this Mishnah, and there are a variety of approaches to be discovered in the Rishonim who comment on that sugya, including Rashi and Tosfos and the Raivad and the Ritva, etc. So things can get quite complex. I will follow as much as possible the approach of the Bartanura, who explains this Mishnah mainly consistent with Rashi in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Mem Dalet. And he understands the Muchni to simply be the wheels of this Shida. So the Shida is the body of the wagon, and the Muchni are the Galgalim, the wheels of the wagon. Fine. So the question is, to what extent are the wheels attached to this wagon considered part of the wagon with reference to various halachos which have to do with the laws of Tumah and Tahara? So the Mishnah begins by saying, Muchni shelo, the wheels of the Shida, Bizman shehi nishmetes, if these wheels are not affixed tightly to the shida, but they're loose and easily removed, then, number one, eino chibur lo, these wheels are not considered to be part and parcel of the shida, but rather the wheels are a keli, or the wheels are considered kelim in their own right. And therefore, if the Shida is not the size of Arboim So, and the Shida becomes Tomei, the Muchni does not become Tomei, because the Muchni is not considered Mechubar, is not considered attached to the Shida, since it is Nishmetes, it is easily removed. And vice versa. If the Muchni becomes Tomei, the Shida does not become Tomei. Now, if the Shida is larger than Arboim So, it's not Mekabel Tumah. But if it's less than Arboim So, it would be Mekabel Tumah. But if it's only the Muchni became Tomei, the Shida is not part of the Muchni. And therefore, the Shida would not become Tomei. And similarly, if the Shida is Machzekes Arboim So, so the Shida is not Mekabel Tumah, but the Muchni is not part of that. The Muchni is an independent piece, and the Muchni is not that size of Arboim So. So therefore, the Muchni is Mekabel Tumah. Number one, that's Eino Chibur Lo. Number two, Ve'eino Nimdedes Imo. When we are measuring this Shida to see if it's the size of Amo al Amo Barom Sholosh Amos, that the size of one Amo by one Amo, three Amos high, to contain 40 saw, we don't include the wheels in that measure, because the wheels in this case are Nishmetes, they are easily removed, and therefore they're not part of the Shida, and the Muchni is not part of the Shida, and the Muchni cannot be factored into the measuring of the size of the Shida. That's number two. And number three, Ve'eino Matzeles Imo Be'ohel Hames. Now, various approaches here. One approach is the approach of Tosfos in Maseches Shabbos Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, and that's the approach we'll use to explain the Mishnah. And they say, Tosfos in Maseches Shabbos, that if there is a nekev in the Shida, there is a hole in the Shida, so therefore, and it's in an Ohel Hames, so if there's a large hole in the Shida, the Tumas Hames penetrates, so to speak, into the Shida, but the Muchni blocks the Nekev, so that there is no longer a hole the size of a Tefach in the Shida, that Muchni cannot be said to, cannot serve as a block, to block the hole. Because since it is Nishmetes, since it is easily removed, it can serve as a plug or a stopgap to fill that hole. Because the main principle being still, the Muchni and the Shida are two separate entities if the Muchni is Nishmetes, the Muchni is easily removed. So the meaning of V'eino Matzeles Imo B'Yovel HaMeis, following that shot of Tosfos, means that the Muchni cannot save what the contents of the Shida from becoming Tomei if the Muchni serves to block or plug a hole in the Shida. Because the Muchni is too temporary, is too transient, too removable to be considered part of the Shida, to block the hole in the Shida. That's number three. And number four, the Ein Gorerin Oso Bashabos Bisman Sheyesh Bisochomos. That if there is our coins, money, in the wheel, in the Muchni has, the wheels have a little base kibble where coins can be put, so you can't roll this wheel on Shabbos because the Muchni is a basis ledover ha'osur. The wheel is now a basis or a container for objects which are muktzah on Shabbos, namely coins, ma'os. So you can't drag this wheel on Shabbos. So we have four consequences of a situation where the Muchni attached to the Shida is Nishmetes. It's attached, but easily removed. It's not attached tightly. The Mishnah now continues. V'im eino nishmetes, if the muchni or wheel is attached tightly to the shida, then number one, chibur lo, it's considered to be part and parcel of the shida. If the shida becomes tome, the muchni becomes tome. If the muchni becomes tome, the shida becomes tome. And remember, the shida could only become tome if it is smaller than amo al amo barom sholosh amos. V'nimdedes imo, when it comes to measuring the shida, to see if it is the size of amo al amo barom sholosh amos, you include in the measure, you factor into it the wheels, because the wheels are part of the shida, they are tight, they are eino nishmetes. Umatzelesimo biyovel hameis, following the pshat of Tosfos and Maseches Shabbos of Memdalad Amud Beis, which I outlined to you before, if the muchni is blocking a hole in the shida, and the shida is in an ohel hameis, then the muchni can block the hole, can act to stuff up the hole, so that the tumas hameis does not penetrate into the shida and mimetame its contents, because the muchni is part of the shida. And v'gorerinosa b'shabos afal pisha yesh b'sochomos. In such a case, you can schlep the shida along its wheels, even if the wheels contain maos. Because the halacha is that on Shabbos, if I have something which is a bosis l'dover ha'osor, a separate wheel containing only coins, I can't move that wheel. But in this case, where the wheel is considered part of the shida, and in the shida there are objects which are perfectly permissible to carry and move around on Shabbos, because in the shida you have clothing and dishes and cups and saucers and whatnot. You have begodim and kelim in the shida. So now, this combination, shida plus muchni, which is one unit because the muchni is not nishmetes, so it's one tight unit. So it's a basis ledavar hamutar uledavar ha'asur. It's a basis leheter uleisur. It's a basis or a support or a container for coins plus towels. So therefore, you're allowed to move this wagon, this shida and its wheels on Shabbos. So, we have covered that part of this Mishnah Beis, which deals with the muchni, or wheel, attached loosely or tightly to the shida. Now, we're going to discuss another object which is affixed or attached to the shida, and that is the kimron. And the kimron is kind of a canopy, a dome above the shida, covering the shida. Imagine for our purposes that this kimron does not totally cover the top of the shida, but rather only covers part of it, let's say half of it. Imagine an old-fashioned baby carriage which had this collapsible hood or top to it, which you could open or close. But even when it was opened, it only served as a canopy for half of the carriage. The rest of the carriage was open to the sky. So, hakimron shelo, when it comes to consider the kimron, the kippah, or the dome, or the canopy, which is placed above the shida, or following the pshat that I want to share with you, following part, covering part of the shida, bisman shehu kavua, if this kimron is attached with nails to the shida, it is tightly affixed to the shida, then, number one, chiburla, it's part of the shida, the shida's tame, the kimron is tame, and vice versa. Number one, chiburla. Number two, v'nimdad imo, you measure the kimron as part of the total shida, shida plus kimron, if they add up to amo alama barom shalosh amos, then the whole business is not mekabel tuma. That's if it is kavua. V'im eino kavua, if the kimron is not nailed into the shida. It's not screwed on tightly. Then number one, ain't no chibur law. The kimron is a separate keli. Kimron becomes tome. Shida is not affected. Shida becomes tome. Kimron is not affected. The ain't no nimdarima. And you can't measure or factor in the kimron when you try to measure the shida to see if it is so large that it is machzekes arboim saw balach. Because the kimron is considered a separate keli if it is eino kavua. Now, if it is kavua, however, we are modeid. We do factor in this canopy or kimron. So the Mishnah asks, Ketzad modedim oso, how do you measure this kimron when it is kavua to the shida in order to factor in its size to the shear of Allah amal amo barom sholosh amos? So the Tanakhama says, the Mishnah says, Rosh Tor. You do it by drawing a diagonal. Now, many pshatim here, a big machlokes, but we'll follow the Bar Tanura. The Bar Tanura says, by Rosh Tor we mean that if, as I explained from the beginning of my explanation of this kimron, the kimron does not cover the entire shida, it only covers part of it. So imagine the old-fashioned baby carriages and the hood is up, open, covering, but only covering a third, let's say, or a half of the total opening in the top of the carriage. So what you do is you draw an imaginary diagonal line from the tip of the kimron down to the front wall of the shida. So now there's a diagonal line, and that space is factored in to the total space of the total shida because the kimron is kavua to it, and then you may very well have the total size being equal to amal amo barom shalosh amos. So again, the kimron does not, in this explanation, does not cover the whole opening on the top of the shida, only part of it. So when you want to be modeid, you imagine an imaginary line drawn diagonally from the wall of the shida in the front of the carriage up to the tip of the kimron, and the space lower than that imaginary line is considered part of the shida, and it is nimdad, it is measured and factored into the total measure to see if it can be considered to be machzekes arboim saw, if it can then hold a quantity of liquid equal to 40 saw, or in terms of dimensions, if it is then an amma by an amma by three amos. The Mishnah concludes with a statement of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im eino yecholo la'amod bifnei atzmo, if the shida cannot stand by itself, meaning the kimron is what balances the shida. If the kimron is removed, the shida can't stand by its own, but topples over this way or that way, then tahora, then this shida is not mekabel tuma, because a shida which can't stand on its own but topples this way and that is not a functional keli, even if it is not machzekes arboim saw, even if it is small enough to be mekabel tuma, but it's a useless object. It's a box which can't stand on its own, which topples this way and that way, because if you remove the kimron, it topples. So therefore, such a shida is not mekabel tuma according to Rabbi Yehuda. And so we have completed Mishnah Beis of Perek Yud Ches, and in the process concluded lesson number 72.